This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
We've got CD running a board now, and I've turned off the camera so I don't accidentally put CD on television. So these creeps will calm down.
Freaks.
So that's going on. But yeah, we'll have the we'll give away tickets here. We're gonna play a game of what costs more or something like
that. It's called the inflation game.
The inflation game. Yes.
I played it with one of our sales folks, Dale, today. He had a good time, I think.
Oh, good. Good.
So, we'll play the inflation game. It's best 3 out of 5. And we'll explain the rules when we get to it.
All right. We'll get to that here coming up in a little bit. But you were all excited about something over
there. We've got some breaking sports news.
Okay. Let's go to the news center.
Now,
we can
agree that the United States on the international sports plane sucks at virtually everything that we didn't invent. Soccer, we're terrible.
Yeah. Yeah,
the United States of America.
We're okay in track.
We didn't invent it.
I know, but we're okay.
We're okay.
Hold our own.
The United States of America just beat Pakistan in cricket.
Holy moly!
To put this into perspective,
it's a protest song.
Yeah, I know. Well, some of us know. But I'll put it in a promo on Memorial Day. Anyway, really. The United States just knocked off one of the top teams in the world
in cricket.
More impressive that we beat Pakistan in cricket or that we even have a cricket team. I had no idea.
They got uniforms and everything.
Yeah, they do. I'm sitting here watching the video of it. I don't understand any of it, but the United States just knocked off Pakistan.
That's exciting.
And I believe this is it's called an international test. I think is
not a friendly
is the proper nomenclature, but
football. It's a friendly.
This isn't a friendly.
Oh, this is a test.
Yes, we beat.
Only a test?
Only a test. Anyway,
wow.
Yeah. So the United USA.
Look at us go.
Taking out. Keith and Benville. Do you believe in miracles?
Hey, look at this.
Put it right up there.
Look at this. All right. Way to go, America.
All right. America.
America.
Look, we can't win in soccer. We've been trying for 40 years. We suck at soccer.
God, unless it's the women. The women are good.
Yeah, the women are good. The women are good. Yeah, feet pick guy. USA. USA.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, whoa, 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 whoa.
Wait a minute.
I misspoke. This is not a test.
No.
This is a World Cup.
This is rock and roll.
This is a World Cup group stage.
Oh, it's even the cricket World Cup? Why is this not televised? Hey, I got another problem with your idiot, Rob Manfred. But we're talking about stuff not being televised.
Okay.
That important stuff. The World Cup of cricket should be on FS2.
I actually think it's on YouTube if you want to watch it.
Is it on ESPN Plus?
That I can't answer.
I have that still for a few more days until I don't understand anything
about this sport, but it
looks fun.
It's
everybody's
a takeoff
having fun.
Of a game called Rounders.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, well, baseball is a takeoff of the game.
And I'm sitting here watching the USA celebrate. So,
look at that.
Yeah.
America.
Yep, that's right.
I love it.
All right. So, we just won a World Cup match in cricket.
Yeah. That's awesome. Way to go, America.
Okay. Now, here's
The parade going to be?
Somebody has texted in and said, well, they don't play in the SEC.
There is no SEC cricket. Oh, there should be.
Is that America's best win in cricket? Pakistan.
Might be.
Yeah.
Pakistan's like a. They're like UConn, right? I mean, they're good. Well,
somebody got through to the next round.
Yeah. Yeah. Now let me
somewhere a bald eagle is crying. Oh. Did I tell you I saw one?
No.
I saw it. No, right down here.
No.
Yeah, no. Because
thank you. Did.
No. Kinsey, we actually stopped. No. Kinsey and I saw a bald eagle in Springdale, right across from the fire station down Don Tyson.
Oh, yeah.
It landed, and I looked at Kinsey. She looked at me, and I'm like, that was a bald eagle.
Well, maybe there's a bald eagle. That's not far from here. Maybe that bald eagle's living in the building.
I have never seen one in the wild. I've seen them in, zoos and
nature films.
Aviaries. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, aviaries. Yeah, that's where
but
birds
I've never
are.
Seen one in the wild, but he landed right there on the road.
On the road?
Yeah, there was something that died or been hit or something.
Oh, beautiful.
Well, got to eat.
Birds got to eat.
Yeah, so...
You saw a bald eagle, huh?
Yep, well, I did.
I'll be darned. Now, speaking of America.
Keith wants to know if Pakistan fans are heading to Twitter crying over the...
they're blaming the umps and they want to fire the coach.
Fire their coach.
We're all the same. Doesn't matter what sport you watch or where you're from or what you believe in. We're all the same.
Yeah.
When our team loses, we want to fire people. That's it. Now let me complain about your commissioner over there.
Okay.
Well, you work in baseball. He's your commissioner now.
I don't work in baseball.
You do work in baseball.
I do PA for the Naturals.
You work in baseball.
Okay, go ahead.
Why is it that last night it's not Skeens versus Ohtani that's on TV?
No.
No. They put Angels and Padres on.
I know.
What are we doing here?
Those games are set in advance, and you have to be on national television a certain number of times. But here's what I don't understand. This is what I don't understand. Is within 5 days, they were able to flip the Roku game of the week.
Yeah.
And it went off flawlessly.
Right.
And it was only streamed on Roku and the MLB app. What a great game. Skeens, Ohtani, Mookie Betts, all, I mean, it's perfect.
Dodgers Pirates.
Yeah.
You would have been perfect on the old ESPN Wednesday night baseball package that they used to have many years ago.
They're not very good at that. And maybe it's because, you know, you're dealing with 162 games. You can get Skeens down the line, but they don't play the Dodgers.
Skeens and Ohtani?
Yeah.
You're not going to see that.
I know. I'm just trying to think like they do. I don't know. I really don't
know
why.
That's a problem. If you know, when you have the football equivalent of Skeens and Ohtani, not only do we know about it many, many days in advance, we're all able to see it. Usually at 8 o'clock at night on a Sunday night, or you know, 4:30 in the afternoon on a Sunday, and it's not on. It's not hidden on, you know, Root Sports Pittsburgh or whatever. It's on a channel
now,
we all get.
Like I watched it, but no, I see what you're saying, because that game should have been on national television. If Fox could have easily flipped,
if that's not, I mean. That personifies you can't get out of your own way. That is a perfect letter of the law example of not being able to get out of your own way. Here are two stars.
Yep.
And you can't find a way to get it on national TV. You can't get out of your own way. They move heaven and earth to get every Caitlin Clark game on TV. Now, I mean, a million people are watching these deals, but baseball, no, we got rules here. We can't do it. It's absurd.
Questions.
I want to like them, but they make it so hard.
We're getting a lot of questions here, so let's just start at the beginning. JT in Hot Springs would like to know, would the USA beating Pakistan be the equivalent of a 3 seed beating a 1 seed that was heavily favored? It's too soon. It's too soon.
Too soon.
It's too soon. Somebody wanted to know.
That's very clever, though.
If Angel Hernandez was on behind the dish in the cricket match.
I know who the new Angel Hernandez is, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Did you see CB Buckner's ump scorecard last night?
No.
Oh, my God, Zach. More like 5 pitches he called strikes were at least a foot outside.
Okay. All right. Well, I was passing.
At least.
Passing wrote an article about how he thinks the social media pressure got to Angel Hernandez.
Yeah. Or to his bosses.
Yes.
I don't think Angel Hernandez gives a rip about it.
I misspoke. Angel Hernandez was behind the wicket.
Oh, he was.
Sorry,
he was.
My bad. Sorry. My.
Now, do the cricket umpires wear like the mask and the cap, or the full like hockey setup?
I think.
How does that work?
I think they need to wear like those flower pot helmets.
Yeah.
And a dinner jacket.
I'd like to see the umpires wear the giant pad again. Remember when they had the big pad in the 60s?
I'm not exactly sure where the umpires or referees or whatever they call them, the judges, in a cricket match stand.
Okay.
Neighbors knows all about this. When he's in next week after, we'll talk about
cricket.
We'll talk about it. I'm sure that he is all consumed with this. I don't care. I'm just here to burn segments.
That's exactly right.
I'm just here to your time.
That's right. Wow. Oh, man. All right. SEMO was a 4 seed, by the way, not a 3 seed.
He was referring to Kansas State.
I think he
State.
Was referring to Kansas State, though. Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Bray, keep up.
Look, I need
two in the four here. Let's go.
Exactly.
Come on.
I need you to keep up or take notes.
One.
I can only lead this horse so far.
It can only take you to the water.
Right.
You got to drink it at some point. Oh, boy.
So,
well, I'm glad we got all that figured out.
In that segment, we talked cricket, bald eagles, and baseball.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369. BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to the online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
The world is apparently burning on the other side of the world. I'm watching this Pakistan post-game show.
Yeah, you are.
These guys
listening to
very,
it.
Very upset. Yeah. According to a text out of the 479, the USA won today in sudden death.
Oh,
it's a sudden death extra inning called a super over.
Wow.
All right, show vote here. Second attorney's wife is British and apparently a cricket fan, and she now wants to claim the USA cricket team. I say no. You took the L in 76. Live with it. That's why we fought
the
war.
So going back to that, huh?
Yeah, well, that's why we fought the war.
That's why we're all here.
Keep you people across the pond.
Yeah.
No,
no taxation without representation.
No, you cannot claim the U.S. cricket victory. This is ours. We're 2-0. Here we come.
I'm being told that our one of our top players, and we can say us because we're all Americans here.
U.S. Us.
Is a full-time principal engineer at Oracle.
That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about.
That's what he does. That's his day job.
Plumbers and firemen going out there beating the world's best.
It's just like when Bob Cousy played basketball.
That's exactly. These two guys are pissed.
The plumbers and firemen.
I don't know who these two guys are that I'm watching. But they are.
Yeah, they could put a graphic in and put their name in or something. It'd be helpful.
I don't think they want that out there right now. They are. They are really, really upset. They're calling it shameful.
Okay. A shameful. But on our side, down in Grand Prairie, Texas, which is now, I think, the cricket capital of the world. Can we say that? Is it too soon?
Second attorney's wife has chimed in. I should be allowed to claim USA because I have dual citizenship.
Okay.
Second attorney says, now they're having, we're part of a text group with them. Dual citizenship doesn't let you choose England in soccer and USA in cricket.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We ain't homie hopping on this.
We got to have some balance. You can't homie hop with countries.
That's right.
That's only exactly with sports, right. Like team sports, not countries.
BE now on the cricket bandwagon.
All right. BE's on board. There you go.
Seth from Elk River wants to know what we're watching them on. They're on YouTube. Just search USA cricket.
I don't know if this story is true or not, but it's funny. A text on the McLarty Daniel hotline. Last year on July 4th, at a party, there was a British lady there. She got upset when I walked up to her and said, sorry for your loss. We'll see now that Pakistan has lost, how many of their players will enter the portal.
That's true. That's I don't know if there is an international portal.
Transfer portal?
I don't know. I'm 40 minutes ago, I found out we won. 40 minutes ago, I found out we had a cricket team.
Can't you just go somewhere and yell amnesty, and then they're like, "All right, we didn't that how that
Canada?
That?
You can do that in Canada.
Oh, Canada, yeah, that's right. They did that on Handmaid's Tale, where she's in the river and amnesty.
I know you wanted to talk about this, but we do have breaking news now, actual real breaking news.
Oh man,
Dan Hurley is the new head coach of the LA Lakers.
What, he did it?
Yeah, he just announced.
He did it. Wow.
No, wait a minute. Stop. Stop.
He didn't
stop,
do it.
Stop. Stop.
He didn't do it.
No. 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 Dang it. I got distracted.
So wait, he didn't do it.
No, not yet.
What did you see?
I don't want to talk about it.
Did you see fake Woj?
Yeah. It was.
With two O's?
It looked legitimate.
Well, that's how they get you. So you just got.
Yeah.
On the fake.
All right. Yes.
Well, it still could be true.
It still could be true. Ethan and Atkins out there wondering if Eddie and Clarksville will get on the cricket bandwagon. I don't know that they have a hog train.
I don't know.
I don't know that they're ready for Eddie. I don't know what a cricket crowd is like.
Here's a guy that says you sound like Randy by reading the news and you don't even know if it's true or not.
I don't care.
I'm so absorbed right now in this this post game show.
He is wrapped up in the flag, folks. Come on.
I'm having a good time with the wow. Look at this thing. Look at the scroll.
Yeah, the comments are like flying in on the scroll. We never get comments like that. Of course, we don't get viewers like that.
Well,
either.
This is apparently a Pakistani cricket fan. This is an embarrassment beyond bearable.
Oh, I love. We need to use these terms.
Yeah,
during, like,
guys, we need to up
our post game shows.
We need to up our game.
This is an embarrassment beyond bearable. That's a good way to describe the Hofstra game a few years ago.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty good. I wish I'd have thought of that. Mm. That's what I think. All right. Keep an eye on that.
Yeah,
keep an eye on Dan Hurley.
Yeah, but whatever.
If he deletes his Instagram or whatever, can we check on that too?
If it's on the machine, I'll read it.
Okay. You got gut. Nobody send any funny names for our recruits for him to ask about, or we're going to have it in one of those situations too. You know,
oh, here we
see
go.
See more butts, you know, an incoming defensive end.
Haseem has messaged in. There is a limit to the embarrassment that I am allowed to handle.
Oh, you're reading the comments?
Yeah, I'm just reading the comments now, man. This is too much.
Oh, wow. So we have
I'm trying to move as far away from Dan Hurley as possible.
We have made the call. We have now at the decision desk pulled back the call on Dan Hurley going to the Lakers. So please bear with us.
Leave me alone.
That's right. This story is moving right along rather quickly. Our SEC update here is brought to you by VG Aesthetics and Wellness. Get on track. Kickstart your weight loss journey with semaglutide or tirzepatide. With a detailed program for all of Arkansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma, in-office or telemedicine visits are available. Vici Aesthetics and Wellness. Call or text them at 479-343-8424. Well, one of the things today in the SEC is, should Dan Hurley leave for the Lakers, there is some concern that Bruce Pearl may be in line for the UConn job.
Ooh.
That may be something that is considered there. So, you know, we'll have to see what Dan Hurley does if that job becomes open, and then the Auburn job would be open. And I think it's a great time for John Pelfrey to get back in the SEC at Auburn.
I don't know that you're going to make that jump from Tennessee Tech to Auburn.
I think it'd be great.
Okay.
Stansberry? Everything Stansberry did back in the day is legal now. He's handing out bags to people. What is Ben Hallett doing? I don't know. But this is all, you know, cart in front of the horse stuff because Dan Hurley at this moment is still the head
coach. According to credible people, not me.
Steve knew it wasn't real. You didn't have the music.
Yeah, oh. See? There you go.
Paying attention there, Steve. Very good. There you go. All right. The NCAA is doing some stuff today. Here's another SEC update here.
Meeting?
Yeah. Let's see here. The one of their committees, the Rules Oversight Panel, has approved sponsorship on football fields for the regular seasons in all three divisions starting this year. All right. On the McClarty-Dino Hotline, which will they sell first, the naming rights, the stadium, or logos on the field? I think logos on the field will go,
go
faster than that.
No question.
Yeah.
The thing will look like the
They probably got some people on the hook already.
That
you know,
thing
ready to
will
go.
Look like the blue turf up at Boise if they'll allow it.
They have a grocery store here, a gas station over
look like the front
here.
End of a NASCAR.
That's great. That's right. Can you do one? Like I wondered, the spacing on this. Like, you know, every 10 yards you could get one? I don't
Absolutely.
Know. Maybe every 5 yards.
Hey, if you make them the same size, man, you just make the whole thing look like a cereal aisle.
That's right. He's down to the Casey's General Store 30-yard line
now
here, folks.
They're yelling at each other.
Oh, well, they're turning on each other. We've seen this before.
Snehal says it was poor captainsmanship.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
Chuck Barrett joins us now here on Ruskin and Zach, our court-ordered best friend every Thursday at 5 p.m. here on the Ruskin and Zach program. Good afternoon, sir.
How's the party in there after the big win?
Oh, yeah. It's a big celebratory atmosphere, you know, USA and all that
Chuck,
stuff.
Chuck, it is a historic day. We are being told that now I know nothing about cricket.
Neither do I.
I am being told that this is the equivalent of your local high school, not a good team, a local high school going and beating the Chiefs.
Wow.
The odds were 50,000 to 1.
50,000 to 1.
50,000 to 1.
Wow.
Wow.
Did they have that on the Bet Saracen app? Did anybody jump on that? Did you guys jump on that earlier this morning?
Sterling didn't call in. I blame this on Sterling.
Just $3 down. That'd have been enough.
I'd have been wherever Chuck is in the Virgin Islands.
That's right.
That's where I'd have been.
That's right.
Chuck,
on the beach.
That's right. I'm saving a spot for you.
Thank you. Where were you 39 years ago yesterday? Oh. The very red-letter date in the history of this country, June 5th, 1985. Hmm.
What happened that day?
That was the day that Ferris Bueller took his day off.
Oh, wow.
They've traced it.
I don't remember where I was that day, but I remember watching the movie.
They've traced the day, the video that they use at
Wrigley Field.
Somebody's got a lot of free time. The video that they use at Wrigley Field is from a Braves Cubs game in 1985, and they tracked it back to June the 5th. Wow. That was the middle game of a three-game set, and they have determined that June 5th of 1985 was the day that Ferris Bueller took his day off.
Hmm. That's pretty clever.
Chuck, we got a lot of time.
I don't remember what I was doing.
Okay. All right.
Now, I don't either.
I was 12.
Really?
Yeah. So I was
22.
I was probably in school. Probably.
I've got a pretty good idea what I was doing at 22.
Wow. First time we've had to ding Chuck with a bell.
Huh. Let's see. I was two.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
I may have been in school, too.
That's awesome.
Pre-K or something.
That's just great.
I don't know. All right. Chuck's with us here. 866-285-4005. We've been saving all of these sports topics for you, Chuck. And the first one, well, we kind of talked about the Dan Hurley thing. Contrary to the fake report that Zach read earlier, it is not official yet that Dan Hurley's going to be the Lakers coach, but they are
the view from under the Chevy is great. Thank you.
I had to do it. Dan Hurley may be leaving what could be a team that I think could seriously take a run at a three-peat and be coaching the Los Angeles Lakers, which surprised me to hear about this today.
Well, there are certain franchises out there that you just don't say no to, or at the very least, you give them every chance in the world to hire you. And the Lakers are one of those franchises. And I know there's some issues with the Lakers right now, but they're still the Lakers. And, you know, he could go back to UConn and he could win two or three more national championships and decide, well, it's time to go to the NBA, and it might not be the Lakers. So, you know, I think Brad Stevens kind of inspired, you know, some of these young guys or younger guys. And I see Dan Hurley being a similar type coach, and he's going to go to the NBA at some point. He's kind of expressed that desire in the past. So, gosh, why not start with the Lakers?
I mean, this is a guy that's sitting on top of the world. He's back-to-back national titles. Like Derek said, his team's probably in a position to challenge for three in a row. How much of this is the current state of college sports where he just doesn't want to deal with it anymore? Pro sports provide a much more stable atmosphere for coaching basketball.
It's crazy, but it is. I think that's the way it is. Yeah.
Well, you know, right now they've got it rolling. So a lot of the issues that are plaguing other places are not plaguing them. You know, at UConn right now, I mean, what's to be upset about? You know, whatever their system is, it's working. That's a basketball factory. That is a true basketball factory. Now, if he goes, I'll be interested to see, number one, who they hire. Number two, can they keep all their guys? Do you have two or three players from UConn if Dan Hurley takes this job? And people are talking like it's already happened. It may have. But if he takes this job, what happens with – I mean, they got two or three players on that team that everybody in America would want. They've always kind of stayed within that – I don't want to say family, but, you know, Northeastern guys. Jim Calhoun's shadow is still pretty long there, very long. So I'm not really sure what they would do if this happens, but I'll bet some people would be interested in some guys on that roster.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be –
And look, they might not lose a player. They might not, but I guarantee you their players will be asked about it if Hurley leaves.
That thing will look like a turkey after Thanksgiving by the time everybody's done with it. They will take that thing apart. Unless they
– Well, you might be right. You might be right.
That's the other – like, you know, most of the country will focus on the Lakers. And, you know, we can't lose sight in this, Chuck, and I know you know this because you follow the NBA a little bit. The fact that the Lakers would do this on the day, or this would somehow come out through, Woj's reporting, the day the Celtics start another NBA Finals, that's not an accident, I don't believe. But there's so many elements here. Like, who would Connecticut get, and would all those guys stay there on that loaded roster would be... it'd be a sweepstakes like I don't think we've ever seen in college sports. And this is not that long ago. Remember, both Michigan, the national champion, and Alabama were looking for football coaches.
Wild.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? You know, who knows how this could go? This was like a Kurt Rambis clothesline today. The Celtics, you know, going to the finals tonight, coming down the lane.
That's right.
There's Kurt Rambis ready to clothesline him.
Yeah, I just feel like there's a reason that this came out the day of game one of the NBA Finals, and it just happened to be the Lakers' arch nemesis trying to set the record with their 18th championship if they can win
the
series.
Well, there's a pretty wide gap right now between the Lakers and the Celtics.
Yeah,
one's a good team, and then there's the Lakers.
That's right.
You going to watch any of the Finals tonight?
I'll probably watch a little bit, yeah. I mean, I probably won't watch the whole thing, but I'll watch a little bit.
Yeah,
it's either that or softball.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Greg Sankey's licking his chops to claim the SEC got a softball title.
That's right, yeah. They're on the doorstep.
Yeah. It doesn't matter, it's ours!
I was curious about this. I went to dinner last night, it was on TV, so I'm curious. This... it's the same coach there at Oklahoma. She's been there 30 years. And, they're going for four in a row if they can win tonight, which is which I don't care what your sport is. You win four national titles in a row. That's pretty incredible. And now they're joining the SEC.
I watched most of the
year.
Game last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've not watched a lot of the games, to be perfectly honest. But I did watch most of it last night, and – I mean, Oklahoma's better than Texas.
Yeah.
I won't say they're a lot better, but they're better.
I'll say it. Texas sucks. Just say it.
Well, I'm not going to go. I mean, they're playing for the national championship, but Oklahoma's the better of those two teams.
All right.
Patty Gasso is the woman's name. She is over 1,400 wins, 345 losses, and two ties.
That's good, right?
In her college coaching
good?
Career. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, California, and goes to Oklahoma, you know, in the mid-90s, and they have that is such a scene. Just the television optics alone draw you in to see that giant crowd, and just the way, like, it's the entire stadium is surrounded by just this rows and rows of people. It is, it's just the visuals with it are really, it's one of the things ESPN, one of the events they cover and do a pretty good job on, because they make it feel like, and it is a really big event.
I think you're right. And I think the visuals on softball are what makes it good television. The fact that the players are close to one another, the bases, the dugouts, it's like everyone's like within arm's length.
Yeah.
And the fans are right on top of you. I mean, you can see pretty much, you know, I mean, you can see all three of the middle sections on every pitch. Yeah. And with HD television now, I mean, you can see their reactions on every pitch.
And if you've never been to a softball game, it is loud on the field. Yeah. And I'm talking about the players.
They're yelling.
Oh, yeah, I mean, the whole deal.
Really, really loud. It's a very, You don't get that. You don't get that sense on television. But it is really, really loud.
It's loud, and you can see a lot of faces. TV's big about seeing faces, and you can see all the different faces of the pitcher that gave up the home run, the person that hit the home run, on and on and on. Last year, I think it outrated the men's College World Series final, and that's with LSU in there, which is not, which is a college baseball power. So be interested to see how it goes with two brands like OU and Texas this year.
I think you hit on it when you said just a moment ago, television sports, particularly the coverage of college sports, is about faces. It's about the facial expression. It is about the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. And softball and baseball and basketball are the sports where we can see their faces. And I do think that's a big, big part. It's what makes the Olympics, for example. That and whatever feature story they can come up with. I think that's the nail on the head there.
Yeah. We're getting some questions for you about various things, but I've lost it. Text out the 479. I was wondering if Pakistan can survive the grind of an SEC schedule.
I don't know. I mean, I heard you guys talking about it, and I thought, who cares? And then you said 50,000 to 1, and I got my ticket.
Yeah. We were watching the Pakistani post-game show.
Chuck, the hog reaction.
Well, the Pakistani post-game reaction, I'm sure it was just brutal.
Their
version of Ty was hosting Pakistan reaction, and it just got out of hand.
One guy's and watching the scroll on the YouTube feed.
With
the comments were unbelievable. They were respectful, yet they're the exact same thing that we get after every loss that goes on around here. One man's heart could not take it.
His heart could not take it.
He did not have the heart for it.
I'm going to ask a question that I don't mean to sound, as tacky as I know it's going to sound. But, in some countries, you lose a match and, you fear for your life.
Yeah. Yes,
that's true.
Is it that way there?
Based on what I saw, yes.
It might be. 50,000 to 1?
At one point,
that's
the two.
That's true. A lot of people lost money, I'll bet. That's a good point.
The best part of this was we were watching this one version of. There were like seven that were going simultaneously. We were watching two guys sitting on a couch, and there were 341,000 people watching these guys. And at one point, they turned to each other and they started screaming at each other.
That is like hog reaction.
It's like when Alabama loses.
Yes, yes. And I looked at him and I'm like, we're all the same. I mean, we're all the same.
It is. Yeah. All fans are the same. When they when they are disappointed, they are they're very emotionally volatile here and all that stuff. But yeah, that was.
Awesome.
We had no idea what they were saying, but we kind of knew what they were saying at the same time.
One of the comments said that Pakistan has a history of playing down to their competition.
I've heard that before.
And then it said, but not this low.
Yeah, it's funny.
The USA's 2-0 in this World Cup. I didn't, 2 hours ago, I didn't know we had a cricket team.
And apparently they're playing this in Texas. It's on our soil, too. And
You don't come into our house.
Anyway, I don't know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, America.
America.
All right, we're talking with Chuck Barrett here.
America.
That's right. your drive home is powered by Mr. Sparky here on Ruskin and Zach. Well, we've had a couple of days here since the disappointment of Sunday's loss in the regionals, catching many people, I think, by surprise, who had already planned out their month of June with what was going to happen. To me, we talked about it beforehand. You got to win the Hagen game and figure out how to get two more. Well, they figured out the first one, but then they lost the Hagen game, and that really sent the apple cart upside down for Arkansas baseball. The first time they didn't get to the regional final, that nighttime Sunday game since 2006 at Baumwalker Stadium.
Yeah, it was an abrupt end. That's the thing about the regionals is, it can end really quickly. When you lose in that first round, I'm always nervous about the first round, even when they're, rolling. Because aside from the College World Series, it's the only time you play that format. You think about what happened. If it's a normal weekend, they win Friday, they lose Saturday, play the rubber game Sunday. That's what you do every weekend, and it happened a lot for them this year. This time they lost on Saturday night. They had a bad fifth inning, and basically the regional was over. Yeah. I mean, Kansas State won it in the bottom of the fifth inning Saturday night. And so it can happen very, very quickly, and it's crushing when it does. It is absolutely crushing when you lose a regional early and you think you're going to be around for a while. It is an empty feeling, and I think everybody's felt that.
Yeah. Do you attribute a lot of the sort of the knee-jerk reactions that we were getting, you know, on the post-game shows and then into Monday and Tuesday on just what you said, that it was a very abrupt end and very, I guess, very unexpected, that people just were reacting from, you know, from the gut, and, you know, after a few days, everything has sort of settled down, it seems.
You know, it's interesting. Anytime a team loses, and, you know, you guys are talking about, you know, the fans of Pakistan today, first off, somebody's got to get fired.
Right.
And but secondly, people will be upset about a particular area of a team, but they'll have three or four different opinions on why that area is bad. I've heard people complain about the hitting, and I've heard people say, well, they swing at too many first pitches. And then I've heard people complain about the hitting and say, well, they take too many pitches.
Yeah.
And but yes, I do think a lot of what we heard early in the week was, it was frustration, and it was applying the same mentality. I call it a football mentality, yeah, where, you know, when you lose a big game in football, I mean, somebody's gonna get fired, and at least that's what people are hoping for. It's never really been that way in baseball until you lose when everybody thinks you're going to win, and then there's, it becomes like other sports. If they love your head coach, well, you got to fire the assistants. If they don't like the head coach, well, we got to fire him and promote the offensive coordinator to head coach. So, I mean, it just it's frustrating when you lose after you really thought you were going to win.
Now, the pressure with baseball is unlike anything else, because, you know, people will watch a entire football season. People will watch almost all, if not all, of a basketball season. But baseball, most people, I think, still, Chuck, drop in at the end of May, and they think, well, I've seen two games, I've got this whole thing figured out. So
I know a
lot of the criticism is not fair from some of these people, because they see the end and don't know about everything else that's happened. But at the same time, like, you have to be really careful about, you know, criticizing fans when they're disappointed that you lost, because, like, you know, they've, especially in this world of NIL, I mean, people are really putting money down on some of this stuff to help, you know, the product along, and to say that they only have to say positive things, I don't think that's fair either.
Well, I think people are free to say whatever they want. But I do think that a lot of what was said this week is born of frustration, just frustration over the fact that, you know, people had made plans, just like you said, and those plans got screwed up. And so that's, I think, what triggered a lot of it. I don't think anybody's saying that, you know, if you can't say something good, don't say anything at all. I don't think anybody's saying that. But I think that, you know, you kind of touched on something a moment ago, that you can't, like, watch four or five games a year and think you got it figured out.
It's not as simple. It takes
this
a little
area
bit.
Is no good, and that area is no good. If you follow this team, if you follow this team for even the last 2 months, you know that it was the breakdown of the starting pitching down the stretch, yeah, that turned a lot of this around. Offensively, they were at the end pretty much what they were all year.
Yeah.
They were not what they were on the mound.
Zach said it there. You know, if Dave Van Horn, and any year, usually it's about April where they figure out, if it takes him 2 months, how can anybody drop in and see three games and go, oh, I know exactly what's going on here. You know, I mean, if even the head coach can't do it, then I don't know how anybody can figure it out with such a limited sample size.
Every game's different, and by that I mean football is different than basketball. Basketball is different than baseball. They're all unique, but we're fans of all of them. Razorback fans or football fans, basketball fans, baseball fans. Oh. It's not fair that the basketball team bears the burden of the football team or the baseball team bears the burden of both. But from a fan's perspective, that's just the reality. And, you know, life's not fair. And sometimes people get upset at you for reasons that aren't fair. And that's just how it goes. And so I understand fans' frustrations.
Yeah.
Because I do think you have to look at it in totality from a fan standpoint.
Shane's got a question for you. He took the week of the College World Series off, and now he has a week off with nothing to do. He's looking for some something.
Hope those rooms are refundable.
Yeah. You got any advice for Shane?
Hey, man, if I had the week off and I had a room reserved and I could get away with it, I might still go.
Yeah, go to Omaha.
It is a cool event, even if you
don't have a rooting interest.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to know who you are, so you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And
You can go win the Jello shot contest by yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, you can roam the streets with abandon, you know? Nobody's going to tell on you. I'm not sure I wouldn't just load up and go.
Here's how far ahead I got on this, because I knew it was an Olympic year, and usually they have the swimming trials right across the street in that arena.
Yes.
And it's a mess. Well, this year the swimming trials are in Indianapolis, so you weren't even going to have to deal with the Olympic traffic during the Omaha trip. But now it's all for naught. And they put
I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know they'd moved it. The 1 year we were there, Mark Spitz was there.
Ooh. Yeah.
Not Mark Spitz.
Phelps.
Michael Phelps.
Phelps.
Yeah. How many other swimmers?
I'm sorry. I kind of dated myself.
Okay. Outside of Mark Spitz, Michael Phelps, and Rowdy Gaines, can you name another male swimmer?
No, I can't.
Okay. Who was that guy from Australia, the torpedo or what? Ian Thorpe? Was that him? What was that guy's name?
I those are my three.
Okay. All right.
I know.
I would have been stumped after Phelps and Spitz. I remember Rowdy Gaines, but I would not have thought of it.
Right. He's more of a broadcaster than
but only because his name's Rowdy.
It's a good name.
It is a good name.
And it is his given name.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You just don't find a lot of swimmers named Rowdy.
No. Yeah. No, you find a lot of guys in frats named Rowdy.
They called Ian Thorpe from Australia, they called him the Torpedo. That was his nickname.
Oh, his name was Ian Thorpe. Okay. Now I know four. Thank you.
There you go. That's right.
Wonderful.
That's right. in 2 years' time, we can go over speed skaters, you know, besides Bonnie Blair. We can do that.
Yoko Ono. No. Not Yoko Ono.
Apollo Anton Ono.
Yeah, him.
There you go.
Yeah, I remember him.
And this show doesn't know sports.
I know.
Come on.
Eric Heiden.
There you go.
Yeah, 1980 gold medals.
Come on.
Thank you. When they still skated outdoors like men.
That's right.
That's right. Manly Eric Heiden.
Exactly.
Yeah. Indoor speed skating is for
on
wimps.
On Lake Placid.
That's right. They were actually
they
on
were
the lake.
On the lake.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
We're going to do you the Ruskin and Zach X polls, and we're going to bring Pistol in here. She is our newest intern. Hi.
Hi.
Pistol, you're excited
world,
about the
world Pistol.
Pistol World. We're going to keep her. You know what we need to do is we got to get them like a separate mic with one of those things where we outline them in black so nobody can see their face, but and we'll have to distort their voices.
We could change their voice if this thing was working over
We've
here.
We've got a voice changing machine, Pistol. We'll work on
it
that.
It may have been flooded out. We don't know.
Now, Pistol you're going into your junior year.
Senior year
at Oklahoma State. Boom!
Yep.
How do you think the Arkansas-Oklahoma State game is going to go?
I think it'll go pretty well. It could be interesting because it's not a continuing, they don't really play. Mm-hmm. So.
No, go ahead, say it.
I think Arkansas will lose. So
By double digits?
I don't know, but we'll see.
Okay. All right. So the way we do this is we've got poll questions today. I'm just going to ask you, and we'll see where you come down on this. Do you prefer gel or regular capsules for taking pills?
I prefer regular.
Okay. 42.3% of you said regular. 57.7% of you like the gel caplets.
No, they don't work as well. I'm convinced.
How?
I don't know.
All they do is take the medicine, crush it up, and liquefy it inside the gel caplet.
I don't think it works as well.
I don't like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Team pill all the way.
Abner, did we get that?
Team pill all the way.
All right. Where is it? Is it okay to say you like grapes if you hate raisins? Your choice is yes, no, or I like both.
Boy, I've wrecked the whole company with this stupid thing.
I don't like raisins, but I love grapes. Okay. So I'm going to have to go with that.
74.2% of you said yes. 19.4% of you said you like both. Pistol, if you committed a crime, would you admit it to your defense attorney? We had a very long discussion on this.
We do.
We have attorneys on both sides that say either you tell them everything or don't tell them anything. But if you committed a crime, would you tell your defense attorney everything?
It depends, but I think I would.
55.5% of you said yes. Is it a lightning bug or a firefly?
A lightning bug.
Yeah.
86% of you said lightning bug. And I think that's it.
It's Arkansas. They're lightning bugs.
Yeah. let me ask you one more here while we've got this. The Pew Center for Research came out this week. And this affects your generation more than it affects ours. They put out a study that says 19% of college graduates who apply for jobs and go on interviews take their parents with them.
Oh.
Would you take your parents to a job interview?
No, I would not.
That's good. That's good. That's the right answer. 53% of recent college graduates struggle with eye contact. That's a big deal with me. If you can't make eye contact, we're at a loss. 50% ask for unreasonable compensation. That's not new. This one's tough. 47% dressed inappropriately. Like
for their Iron Maiden t-shirt.
Yeah, like just a step above homeless for a job interview. 27% use inappropriate language.
Oh. Mm.
And then this one is, now you're going to go through this eventually when you go through, you're going to have a Zoom interview with somebody.
Yes.
21% of respondents refuse to turn on a camera during a Zoom interview.
Okay.
Any of this going to apply when you go? I will get this out of you before the summer. You will be good to go. None of this will happen. Not on my watch.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
It won't.
All right. Not bringing mom or dad to an interview. No, aunt, nope. Uncle.
Nope.
Okay. All right. Go to it on your own. All right. Those are your Ruskin and Zach.
To sit in the lobby or like in the room?
In the room.
Oh, no.
In the room. I mean, think about that. They're answering the questions for you. You're not getting the job. There's no way.
I would be more nervous if my parents were in there.
I'd never do that. No.
You ready to answer some questions from from the Merry Band of Idiots? Are you a dog or a cat person?
A dog.
Don't tell DQ that. Okay. DQ's very pro-crat. Cat.
Pro-crat.
I got it. Okay. All right, anyway, those are your Ruskin and Zach X-Bulls. Go touch grass.
Very good. All right.
I got it in there.
There it is. Okay.
All right. So you're excited about this. Why do you want to do this for a living? Now, before we even do that, tell everybody what your major was. Derek, I don't think you know this.
Okay.
What was your major before you decided to do this?
It was zoology.
Oh, you want to work at the zoo.
So what happened?
Science just was not my thing.
Did you know that going in that science wasn't your thing, or was that like a recent development?
It was almost recent. In high school, I really liked the science classes. I took more than probably four. Mm-hmm. So going in, I was ready and prepared to learn about animals. And then I just learned there was a lot more to it. So I decided to switch and go into sports.
This is a lot easier.
There's nothing to this.
There's nothing to this. Basically, if you stay awake, you're better off than 90% of the people in your class.
That's right.
Now, what area of study are you going into?
Sports media, and kind of want to go into the media side and do I don't know. I'm not really sure yet, but I want to venture out like I'm doing here, go on the broadcast and do production. Kind of want to do social media for a sports team.
Have you learned anything while being here?
I have a little bit.
Stop it. No. You haven't learned a thing. Abner wants to know if you have any weird pets that you can bring in. Anything like that? Lizards? Anything?
No.
Okay, all right. There goes the Jack Hanna segment.
There's a woman at 4029 that has a bearded dragon.
Kinsey's got one of those.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, we can bring Rocky in here if you want. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do with it, but I'm terrified of the thing.
Okay.
Great question from Nigel. No. Do you have a collection of shirts from other schools? Now, you're in a different conference. We ventured outside the SEC with you. We're into the Big 12. Do you have any, like, UCF gear, and Kansas, anything like that?
I do not.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. If you learn nothing... now last summer we had fog in here and that was a disaster.
Another Big 12er.
Fog. don't try to sneak into Canada with a fake ID. They don't like that.
Just use your real ID.
They'll let you in.
That's right.
Do you think that bacon is a meat? A big M meat? DQ doesn't believe that bacon's a meat. Not like a real meat.
I could see that, but I mean, I eat it for breakfast in the morning.
Yeah.
So I would continue.
Yes, you're a real American.
I like to eat for protein.
Okay.
Big M meat.
And you obviously hate Oklahoma.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't want to stay in Oklahoma.
I mean, OU.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We can have we can have two separate discussions on that. I mean, Oklahoma sucks, but there's the state, you know, the University of Oklahoma.
The university. Right. Yeah. No, we don't like them.
Yeah. And they're leaving. They're leaving you.
Yeah, they
are. In less than 30 days, it's over. They're moving out. They're packing up the trucks.
Ah, great question from Dan in Mount Ida. At this moment, do you know where your keys are? The Fog lost his keys in his back pocket last year, first day.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that was not one of his better days.
That was not a good day for him. We got
off to a rough start with him. He could not find his keys. They were in his back pocket, and he was stuck here for about a half an hour until he found them.
Yeah, but my keys are in my purse.
Okay, so good. BE wants to know why zoology doesn't have three O's, Z-O-O-O-L-O-G-Y.
I honestly do not know.
I don't think she got that far into the training.
I told you this was going to happen.
Here's why we spell it this way.
Quentin wants to know if you have any mannequins in your trunk. This has been another issue.
That's a Fog reference.
That's a Fog reference.
Fog had a mannequin in the trunk of the car going to Canada.
Okay. Text around the 479. He's a 10, but he goes to OU.
Oh.
We do this a lot.
Tough one.
Mm. Is that a no?
It's a no.
Okay. That's a non-starter for you. Okay. You've been to Eskimo Joe's, I'm assuming.
I have been.
Many times?
Many times.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, it's great to have you. We're excited. Yeah. Hopefully, did you spend some time with sales? Yes. Did that go okay?
Yeah, it went okay.
Okay. Did you learn anything?
I did.
Good. Tyler in Atlanta wants to know if you buy all four tires at once. DQ has a little problem with this. She rides around on what we call May Pops.
Right.
Okay. How are you? How is the tire situation on your car?
it's fine.
As you can tell, we've had a lot of issues with some furniture.
Has had a lot of issues in the past.
Jamie in Fayetteville wants to know if we can have your dad on to see if he has any embarrassing stories.
He probably does.
Okay. Do you think birds are real?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. These are all very good things to know.
Look out, DQ. I'm going to get Wally-pipped over here.
Now, Patricia, who you met,
yes,
wants to know why you chose to come to Northwest Arkansas for the summer. Was it Dixon Street because it'll get you?
No, but Dixon Street's fun, but I just want to come back home.
Mm, good point. Abner wants to know if you've met Brandon in sales, and do you hate his shirt too? DQ doesn't like any of the shirts that Brandon wears.
No, I thought it was fine.
Okay. All right. There you go, Brandon. let's see here. Matt Naked, South Carolina wants to know, are you going to talk about being the youngest radio host in Arkansas nonstop now like Ty? We'll get to that later this summer. They will be on air and they will do their thing.
See, you guys again, pacing is everything here. We can't dump all of the inside jokes in the first time that Pistol is ever on the air. We gotta
and Jamie's,
pace ourselves.
Jamie's calling it now. You're too normal.
All of our texts coming in on the McClarty Daniel hotline here on Ruskin and Sarah.
Does your dad have a good fart story?
Well, I don't know. You would have to ask him.
House Farm would like to know what goes into a s'more. These are all. I mean, these are issues that we've had. DQ does not believe that chocolate goes into a s'more.
That's the first thing I would say.
Thank you.
And a marshmallow.
Again, DQ may get Wally pipped here. I'm just saying. This is not good for her.
Now, you did tell us earlier that you've got some parking offenses over at Oklahoma State. Have you paid those?
I have.
Did you pay them, or did somebody else?
Somebody else did.
Okay. All right. But at least they're paid.
You're square with the house. You're not going to get...
Okay.
Yeah.
When it comes diploma time, they're going to be like, oh, you owe us this, and you're not getting your paper or whatever.
Yep. Kendall wants to know if you're a line cutter.
Ooh.
This is a good question. DQ at a remote at Lululemon cut the line to get free pants. And this has been just sort of a sticking point with some of our listeners that there's a man out there without pants because DQ cut the line.
Oh.
He had to pay full price
for
his pants.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. He didn't get free pants.
I don't know.
Wes in Springdale would like to know, do you hate short people?
No.
Okay, DQ does. Okay. does your dad have a CB handle? DQ's dad is Rhinestone.
Forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Do you know what a CB is?
No.
Okay, good. All right, that's fair.
Citizens Band Radio.
Central Arkansas chiming in, or North Central Arkansas. Justin in Mountain Home wants to know, do you want to eat fish tank rocks? DQ says they look like nerds.
I never wanted to eat them, but I always got them because they were cool.
What's your opinion on Joe Bonamassa?
what's that?
Joe Bonamassa, he sucks. He is a guitarist.
Well, according to some people around here, he's the greatest guitarist to ever live.
That is also true.
And you wouldn't know because you don't play.
I don't play the axe, so obviously I would have no opinion
on
that.
No, you don't. Yeah,
Dana Mount Ida would like to know, what's your opinion on bald people?
My uncle is actually bald.
Okay, so you're pro bald people.
Yeah.
Okay, DQ not. DQ is against bald people.
Has DQ won one of these yet?
No,
I feel like it's like 0 for 1,000 right.
What did I tell you before you walked in here? Their recall is amazing, and the questions are starting to come in. Or they're piling in. What's your opinion on people with J names?
My boyfriend starts with a J name.
Okay,
so.
All right. So you're very pro
there
J.
It is,
yep. There you go, guys. There you go.
Just slid it in there.
All right. How do you feel about poor people? DQ hates them as well.
Oh no.
All of this while DQ is unable to defend herself, taking your kid to basketball practice.
Yeah, she's going to come in here fuming. So we need to end the segment. I need to get out of here and just pretend like none of this happened.
You can't listen to this when you're in the car running an errand. That's just bad. No one can do that.
TA in Las Vegas would like to know if you recognize the 1964 Arkansas National Championship.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Mm.
No, I don't.
How do you feel about facial hair? Kendall would like to know.
Oh, I don't know. I don't really like it as much. I kind of like a clean cut.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. DQ
does
hates.
Mr. J name have a clean cut face?
He
Mr.
Does.
J
okay,
name.
All right.
Are we going to just call him Stedman?
Just call him
Stedman.
Stedman.
great question from JW in London. Are you good at finding lost money? JW's misplaced $1,500. We've been looking for it for 2 years.
At least
2 years we've been looking for this.
Yeah. When I was younger,
okay.
I could.
House Farm would like to know if you would eat pie off a floor.
No, I'm not really a fan of pie.
He likes pie off the floor.
Okay.
only from the wooden spoon, though, would I eat that pie off the floor.
Has Mr. J name ever thrown up in a chair at Oaklawn?
No.
Good. Good. He's welcome.
Boy. How do you feel about Nathan Benville chiming in? This is from the way back. We have this idea for a game show where we're going to take some elderly people, we're going to put them in a pit with a bear, and we're going to call it Bear in a Pit, and if you survive, you get to go to the next week, and there's prize money involved. Nathan in Bentonville would like to know how you feel about Bear in a Pit.
Yeah.
The elevator pitch wasn't as good as it could have been.
Well, I didn't want to get into the whole thing where I want to throw old people out the back of a C-130. I didn't want to get into that because that would be...
you can't play all your cards.
Exactly. Justin of Mountain Home says we already like you better.
Oh,
so good. Okay.
Wow. You see, this is not going well. All of this while DQ's doing you a favor.
Yeah, that's true.
This is really...
Great question from Ben in Little Rock. Do you have any imaginary friends? DQ bullied her imaginary friend, Jenny.
I didn't have a name for mine, but when I was younger, and I didn't have an imaginary
friend.
Okay,
good. You had real friends.
I did.
Great value, Bob Ross, that's his dad, suggesting that I may never see my kid again.
I don't think he'd be too torn.
How do you feel about Darren McFadden's stolen Heisman?
Oh, boy.
This is important.
I don't know.
Good, good,
I
good,
don't know
good.
About that one.
Good,
now,
good,
that,
good.
That goes against your, you know, only the news fit for propaganda or whatever there.
All right, well, that's Pistol. She's here, and I may not be. You may wind up doing the rest of the show with him because I'm going to get bloodied by the time this is over.
Yeah, you're going to be. You're going to
keep the questions coming.
You're entering a world of pain. What you're doing.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.